Same way. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It is 9 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from the Best Man soundtrack, and it's entitled Beautiful Girl.
Ever since the day I found her, she's all that I dream. No other's so lovely. I've never seen such a face. There are no words that can explain the feeling she gives me. Every time that she smiles and I look in her eyes, I fell in love with her. There's no one that can take her. Never thought I'd be so lucky.
Ooh.
I wanna make her mine forever. I've been far from perfect. Plenty reason to leave. Ooh, but somehow she forgives me from the life I used to lead.
I never
imagined I could be the one to receive someone as beautiful as she.
Understand me, yeah. Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, and I cry, I cry, and the tears would fill up in the well of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad, to one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You help me! You help me! need you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 30 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. We ask you not to text and drive. I want you to ride safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Barry White, and it's entitled Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's not enough.
Oh, oh, babe.
Oh, babe.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to. The more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh, no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know, every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, no, baby. Girl, if I could only make you see, make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much. Girl, you're so unreal still. I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change. Something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, no, baby.
Baby, didn't take all of my life to find you. But you can believe it's gonna take the rest of my life to keep you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 12 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our first installment of our comedy, and it's coming from featured comedian Samson.
All I'm trying to say is I'm not the blackest person out there. I can't live up to every stereotype, you know. You know, I don't know all the lyrics to Biggie songs, and, you know, weed falls out of some of the blunts that I roll. That's all I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? It's just real hard. It is really hard living up to stereotypes. And, like, people expect you to do that. I think it's something that's, like, kind of, like, ingrained into society. You know what I'm saying? It's like we've learned that certain people do certain things, so we expect them to do that type of stuff. And it kind of shows in the way we interact with each other. Like, even if we mean to do it or don't mean to do it, I think it happens. Like, even in general life. Like, I'm out on the train the other day, keeping a low profile, because when I'm in front of white people, I'm like, I'm going to be one of the educated ones. You know. I'm serious. Like, I purposely, some days when I don't have nothing to do, I ride the blue line to Franconia, Springfield with a Wall Street Journal. I'd be like, yes! But, like, one day, I was on the train. Honest to goodness, I'm on the train, and I'm just, like, sitting there, like, reading the paper. And, like, and I told y'all, I hate kids. All these kids were on the train. And, I mean, these kids were just some messed up kids. They were on the train, like, humping each other. You know, like digging up their nose, eating it, throwing juice on each other, cursing. I mean, doing all kinds of stuff. And I was like, I can't wait till these little bitches get on the train. And then, like, so I'm just sitting there, like, reading the paper, and there was this little boy, like, just in my face. And he was just like, and at first I was trying to play with him. I was like, and he kept on looking at me. He was just like, and then I was like, all right, you need to turn around now. And then he was just like in my face, like, and then I got mad. I was like, all right. Your mama don't love you. And then he got off the train, and I thought that all the kids had gotten off the train because, you know, like when you ride certain lines, like the black people start getting off at a certain area, and then, okay. And so it was like this little white boy was sitting on the train, like with his mother. And I guess they were, like, headed to some sort of dinner or something like that because she was dressed up. He had on, like, a little tuxedo or something like that. And he was just like, hey, Mommy, look at him. And I was like, oh, God, not another one. Leave me alone now. Cut you. And, like, he was just, like, messing with me. And I was like, I'm going to have to play with another one of these kids. And then, like, he kept on looking at me, and I was like, I'm going to play with him a little bit. So I started, like, making little faces at him and stuff. And she was like, I see you made a new friend. And he was like, yeah, Mommy, that's my brown friend. I was like, okay, brown friend, I guess. I'll take that, okay. And then, like, he kept asking, like, little questions, like, about black people. Like, he wasn't saying that black people get shot. And he was just, like, asking little questions, like, you think he can dance? And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a great dancer. Oh, yeah. You know, honest to goodness. And then, like, he kept on asking her little questions and stuff, and then he was like, can he come to the little dinner with us? And she was like, oh, yeah, he can come. He was like, well, if he comes, we have to feed him, right? And she was like, yeah, we have to feed him dinner. Then he asked her, what type of food do we feed him? Y'all know that bitch had the nerve to say watermelon? Like, I was just so messed up. I was like, no, bitch, tofu, bitch. I was just so mad, you know. And then she got off the train. I was like, you fucking bitches, I hate you. And so, I don't know. It was just, like, that's a real-life story. Like, it's funny that people stereotype people. Like, it's a stereotype. And people kind of, like, I don't even, well, watermelon in the wintertime, no. But in the summertime, hell yeah, with some sunflowers in the front. Yes.
Yeah. I can't make you love me. Exists in every corner of the world.
Embraced and celebrated in some countries.
But is illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame, imprisonment,
torture, or in seven countries even
the death penalty?
What tears families apart?
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis?
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go?
What gets children kicked out of homes, students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning?
What has existed in every country throughout history
that some people still consider
abnormal?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people from torture, discrimination, and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone. You are not alone.
LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.
Welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 8 minutes after the hour, but I kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Our next song coming up is coming from Mario, and it's entitled, How Could You?
Your mind, you got a lot of nerve to think that I'm gonna
shit I heard. I damn near carried you. I could have married you. Good thing I found out for I bought that 7 carat for you.
I know you think about
the way I found you out.
Go ahead and pack it out.
I hope he's got reminders how
you should have thought of me before you hopped in the sheet.
Damn, I can't believe that you did this to me.
Thank you. I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired. I'm tired of trying to fit into his schedule.
You know you deserve better than that.
No, I hear you. No. It's just that it used to be about us, but now it's all about him and what he has to do.
Really?
Hello?
I got a meeting. I'll be back.
Talk to you for a minute. You see these fellas out here, you see they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true. But the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself a love, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Real talk, I wasn't thinking nothing about love. See, I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought in a cage in a one night stand would be enough. I met this girl and she ruined my philosophy. Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around. I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down. I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone. It's gonna take a minute to evolve, but I'll never have a love and nothing at all. I'm ready for a love of my own, yeah, yeah.
Can't stay in this forever.
Even though I want to, I just see us together.
And I gotta have a good, then have a life alone.
I was raised by a good one. Mama told me what a real man should be. She said, son, pick one and treat her like me. But I took all of her wisdom and I used it for selfish gain. And I know if she saw this pimping, she'd be ashamed. I found this girl and I see things differently. It's like I got when she comes around. I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down. See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone. Take a minute to evolve, but I'd rather have a love than nothing at all. I'm ready for a love of my own.
Marvette. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our second installment of our comedy, and it's coming from comedian Rainier Pollard.
I figure now that you guys know my stance on bullshit, this is a good time to discuss the Senate's lack of the block of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Don't get sensitive, but I need to talk about this real quick. That's right, preach it, Luke. You know, for those, that are close to the stage, be prepared. Things will get stank. I'm about to talk a lot of shit right now. I don't care if this is a gay or straight audience. Y'all need to be pissed about this motherfucking shit. What the fuck is even the complaint here? I swear the gays are going to destroy this here army. Make it crumble from the inside out. Listen to your people. I understand that the gays can be dangerous. I really do. I know many gays that are ready to cut a bitch at a moment's notice. That shit can be dangerous. We can be risky. But how are you going to tell me that the army's not strong enough to handle the gays? You know, if they can't handle the gays, how the fuck are they supposed to handle some terrorists? What the fuck? What if it's some gay terrorists that we going to be really fucked? You know? Like, I'm going to blow you. The other day. That's right, this Negro tries to keep it educated. Okay. They were saying in 2007, Warren Buffett, who was the third richest man in the world at the time, was saying that he pays less of a tax rate than his secretaries and his cleaners. That's right. He just said that the tax system in this country has so many loopholes, it basically is just giving a tax break to the top 1% of the country. And he was admitting this as a billionaire. Y'all didn't know I knew that, did you? Huh? That's right, I'm cute and smart. Hey, I like that. Okay, Dylan, I see you looking at my booty. You so crazy. That's my little work boyfriend. He ain't shy in the locker room. Hey, Dylan. You so crazy. Anyway. The tax shit got me so angry because when you consider don't ask, don't tell, and all of the policies included, right, that's when it gets really fucked up. Because let's pretend, right, that our research and our common sense is wrong and the gays really do fuck the military up. Just fuck it with no condom, no lubrication, double penetration, just fucking this military up. How the fuck can the government stomach sending billionaires tax cuts, then they're going to send outed gay soldiers home from a war zone with no benefits? I'm saying billionaire tax cuts, war zone, no benefits. I'll do it one more time in case the people in the back can't hear. I said billionaire tax cuts, war zone, no benefits. Do y'all know what that is? I mean, do you know what it is? I'm going to show you if you need an example. It's got horns like this. It's angry all the fucking time. It's like, where the fuck is some red? If I see some red, I'm going to fuck it up. I'm going to fuck it. Oh, I got some gas. I got some gas. Oh, it's some dookie. Honey, get the bucket. Honey, get the bucket. I can sell this shit on eBay. Get it? Ah, I'm constipated. Ah, it's some bullshit, y'all. That's what the fuck it is. It's fucking bullshit. Okay? I
when I can. If loving you is wrong, Lord, I got a wife and two little children depending on me too. And am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch? Lord, I got someone else at home who needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am
the neighbors know my name. you love me for a million years. And if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Wait till my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my trees with your sigh. Then if it don't work out,
how this nigga had me stressed. I put all this shit he owned in the box to the left. He had me ready to pop one in his chest, but I moved on with my life and moved on to the next. Cause it makes no sense to show love to these thugs. For what? What's my fuckers nowadays? Just one enough. It's like nowadays you just can't do enough. Good lord, tell me what these niggas is good for. Now I'm like, fuck niggas, all I do is fuck niggas. I don't keep them around cause I don't trust niggas. I wish I never met niggas, I regret niggas. I just wanna go to sleep and just forget niggas. I don't miss him, he's out of my system. You wanna talk in person, but I ain't got her, and now I'm leaving. How could you ever deceive me? But payback's a bitch, motherfucker, believe me.
Every time I see a number on my phone, I just want everything to pretend I'm not home. And let you keep on calling, because I had enough other talking. Every time I see a number on my phone, all you hearing is a dial tone.
Cause I hate the life.
Hello, hello, goodbye, goodbye. Hello, hello, goodbye. Every time I see a number on my phone, I just want everything to pretend I'm not home. And let you keep on calling, because I had enough other talking. Every time I see a number on my phone, all you hearing is a dial tone.
Cause I hate the life.
Hello, hello, goodbye, goodbye. Hello, hello, goodbye.
About you, wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind, but it stunk on him though. You know what they say. Everything ain't for everybody, but I tried anyway. You sure did smell good.
Hey, yeah, you just might have crossed my mind. You just might have crossed my mind. You just might have crossed my mind. You just might have crossed my mind.
Coming off your jeans,
I can feel the heat. Pleasure is all mine. Yeah, nice.